This week I was very inspired by our responsorial psalm, Psalm 30, especially the line that we sang together. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. That's a good one to put in the back of your pocket, to memorize this gratitude to God when we have been rescued. Well, first on earth, I want to just share a few things that I've experienced being rescued. Now, you've heard the story of myself already, so I won't go into that. But again, I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Having a stroke at that age, and to be alive. Now, again, gratitude for you and your prayers and my family members. But other situations, like, I know so many different parishioners that had kind of a big time surgery, like for a heart, or those valves, you know, that they fix. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued you. I remember in January 2016, with that bad accident, it was very icy and cold, and they had a car accident, and two people were really hurt, and they're now fine. Took a lot of time for recovery with one of them, but I remember the firemen and the police and ambulance drivers, they didn't know what was going to happen. And they're alive. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued them. Now, how many in here now, and I know I've hit this a few different times recently, about things that happen to our bodies. I think of the different people that have recently been in the hospital or have been hurt or have an illness like cancer. I know so many of people that are parishioners have had cancer. And again, praise God for His rescue. I think we should remember that again, from the smallest things that we need to be rescued by and the largest. And sometimes we often forget the small ones, like, oh yeah, that's right, last week I had the flu. Big deal. Well, thank God that He, through technology and medicine and doctors and nurses, thank them and thank God. Now, we look to the gospel according to Mark. And again, sometimes we think of those stories, which is actually factual, of what Jesus did on His time on earth. Again, only 33 years. First, He was talked by Jairus, who has a daughter that's dying, the age of 12. In the meantime, a woman is having this hemorrhage, and she thought in her mind, if I just touch Him, He will heal me. Which Jesus later told her, that's because of your faith. And she did. She snuck up to Him and grabbed the tassel. And Jesus knew that because He's powerful. Is looking around, who did that? And yeah, I love the disciples sometimes saying, like, they're the bosses telling Jesus Christ, like, you know, Jesus, why in the world would you? Well, because I'm God. I'm looking around, I know exactly who it was, and I want to say what they say back. And He said again, that's your faith. And I'm imagining that same woman would have said, praise God, for you have rescued me. And then Jesus finishes that path to the little girl that everybody thought was dead. And He said, well, she's not dead, she's sleeping. And what do? They make fun of Him. They make fun of Jesus. And He comes back, of course, and says, little girl, stand up. And in that little girl's mind, it had to have been thinking, praise God, you have rescued me. I want to finish this homily today to remind that we have to thank God on earth for all the things that He has rescued us, to give us more time, to be with healing, to walk with each other that are getting better. But also know that the biggest thing to be rescued for is our lives themselves. That God sent His Son to die, to save us, not to be just rescued us on earth while we're on earth, but to be in heaven. Every one of you is called to be a saint. One of my goals is that every one of you, and please pray for me too, that we're doing this together in heaven. That is the praise that I hope we can sing together with all the angels, all the saints, all of our loved ones. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me from earth to heaven for all eternity.